ויהי אחר הדברים האלו, ואלוקים נישא עשבם, ויאמר אליו אברם, ויאמר הנני. As you know, one of the approaches to Nisayon represented here by the Sforno, although obviously it antedates him. Kiven shiya befoal ohe v'yare k'mo shahaya v'koach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention in the Nisayon is that Avraham Avinu should actualize the latent potential. The teva of a person as such, even Avraham Avinu, that unless challenged, a person won't fully develop, won't fully actualize his potential. Ramban is certainly already in that same, belongs to that same school of thought. V'alokim nisas avam inyan nisayin hu ledaiti bavo hayos maseh ha'odam v'shus muchlatas v'yodo im yirtze yaseh v'em lo yirtze lo yaseh yikari nisayin mitzad ha'manusa. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting in suspense to see what the outcome of the Nisayon is, Chas V'Shalom. Aval HaManasi Yizbaruch Yitzav V'Bal Lehotzi Adov V'Men HaKoach HaLepor. Almost the same phraseology. That the Nisayon is designed that the Menusa should actualize, should realize his potential. The Makor is in the Medrash. Hashem tzadik yivchan v'rosho v'oev chamas sonu nafsho. Omer b'yonasan ha-pishtani hazeh kishepishtan loka enu makish alav b'yoser mipnei shehi pokas u'kshepishtanu yofa hu makish alav b'yoser lomo shehi mishtabachas v'olachas. If you have flax, which is solid and sturdy, so then the farmer beats the flax, because in so doing he's able to get the most out of it. On the one hand, this understanding, which our Chachamim give us into Nisayon, isn't halacha l'maisa. On the one hand, it's not halacha l'maisa in the sense that the Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that la'olam al yavi odem atzmo lidei Nisayon, that a person is not supposed to go looking for nisyonos. A person is not supposed to invite nisyonos. A person is not supposed to needlessly, gratuitously expose himself to hardship, to difficulty, to adversity. So in that sense, what we're learning about here is not halacha l'maisa. But in another sense, it's very much halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, in that even though a person is not mevi, atz should not be mevi atzmo l'idei nisayon, a person should not look for self-imposed nisyonos, but we all encounter nisyonos on a very, very regular basis. And this yisod in the Chachmei HaMasora of Lahotzi Min HaKoach El HaPoel gives us such a crucial perspective on nisyonos. It means that every time we encounter turbulence in our lives, every time it isn't smooth sailing, there's adversity. And adversity, as we know, in comes in many shapes and sizes. in many forms and fashions. But adversity, the encounter with adversity, is always an opportunity. The Nisayan, only through, even Avraham Avinu wasn't complacent. Avraham Avinu didn't, he wasn't looking to coast through life. Even Avraham Avinu only realized his full potential through Nisayan. So the same is certainly true for us. Often our sort of secular gut reaction when we encounter adversity is that we see it as something which is interfering, something which is disrupting, something which is impeding. And the correct perspective, as long as it's not self-imposed, is that the adversity may be taka unplanned for. Maybe we didn't realize that we needed this opportunity. But every encounter with adversity is opportunity. You know, when we learn the pasuk in Chumash, Vayihi acha Avraham el v'Elokim nisas Avraham. So we think to ourselves, okay, here comes the Nisayon of the Akedah. But it's very, very important to remember that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham, Vayom elav Avraham, Vayom hineni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't read to Avraham Avinu the first half of the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't read to Avraham Avinu v'Elokim nisas Avraham. There wasn't a drum roll at the beginning of Avraham Avinu's Nevuah, drum roll. And then, Elokim Nisas Avraham, and then Vayom Elav Avraham. Avraham Avinu wasn't given advance notice that it was a Nisayon. He wasn't given the advance notice that he needed to prime himself. That he needed to rise to meet the challenge. The avodah is, without being given that introduction of V'Elokim Nisas Avraham, to recognize that that's what it is, and to respond, and to marshal all our energies and all our kochos ha-nefesh, as though we had been given that introduction and as though it had been contextualized for us like that. Kol zman that we experience, that we view and therefore experience adversity as something which is interfering and something which is unwelcome, we're not likely to take advantage of the opportunity that it presents. When we recognize that it's through the adversity of Nisayon that a person is motzi min hakoach el hapoel, then and only then are we positioned to take advantage of that opportunity. Again, it doesn't mean that a person is supposed to look to prolong a Nisayon. It doesn't mean, for instance, if the Nisayon comes in the form of ill health, Rahmana Litzlan, that a person isn't consulting doctors, isn't looking to seek a cure. That would be b'chal being maybe Adam Atzmon L'day Nisayon. There's no difference between initiating the Nisayon and prolonging the Nisayon. So it's not that we're implying that the perspective of Nisayon as opportunity means that the person is supposed to prolong it. But rather, as long as it's a given that it's not biyado shel adam to dispel, or whatever hishtadlus was supposed to be making has yet to bear fruit, so then it's crucial, it's absolutely crucial that we know that this isn't something interfering, it's not something deterring, and it's not something impeding. It represents an opportunity. Generally, the lahotzi min hakoach al hapoel is going to be in either of two realms. Sometimes it's going to be in the realm of emunah. Sometimes a person encounters adversity, be it in the form of ill health. Sometimes couples, rachmana litzlan, encounter adversity in the form of infertility. Sometimes adversity can be encountered in the form of unemployment. Again, in many, many shapes and sizes, many, many forms and fashions, and each one very formidable. It's not an opportunity that a person can create for himself, but when it's assigned, it's a growth opportunity. It's an opportunity for growth, and making the most of life means recognizing it that for what it is, and without the drum roll, rising to meet the Nisayan. The other realm in which we're often challenged, in which we often encounter adversity, is in personal relationships, where the growth opportunity is one in our midos, in tikkun midos. You know, if you want to learn how to swim, so you can have some initial swimming lessons on the sand, and you can practice certain strokes while you're still on the sand. But at a certain point, you got to go into the water if you're going to learn how to swim. There's only so much practice and so much progress that the person's going to make in his swimming lessons on the sand. If a person has a fear of flying, so there's a lot of therapy he can do beforehand. At a certain point, progress requires that he get on the plane and that he take a flight. We can and should work on our amidos when a person's in the solitude of his own Dalaramas, even when no one's around. A person can and should be working on midos then. But Lamaisa, the Lahotzi min hakoach al hapoel of the mida vatronus, the mida of savlonus, the mida of nose ba'ol im chavera, the mida of nelovim enamovim, just as the one who wants to know how to swim has to get into the water at a certain point. So too, we're going to have to be in situations. And when we encounter the challenges of a situation where we need to be a vatran, where we need to be a savlon, where we need to be mavir al midoseinu, not necessarily to push back, but to be mavir al midoseinu. So again, the natural secular reaction is to define it in terms of the ben adam lachaveru, in the sense that I don't deserve what I'm getting from him. He has no right to be doing what he's doing to me, and then to respond accordingly, if that's the way one frames it, if that's the way one sees it, if that's the way one defines it. But when it's viewed and framed, not in terms of this secular, through a secular lens, but when it's viewed and framed through a religious lens, so then not every comment requires a retort. Not every provocation does a person need to rise to and take the bait. And then again, the adversity of that Ben Adam L'Chaveru encounter is seen as what it really is, which is a growth opportunity. So in that sense, this parasha of Elokim Nisa Sa'avam is very much halacha l'maisa. Because Elokim Nisa, halavai, Hashem Tzadik Yivcha, so halavai that's true in our lives also. That we're on the receiving end of nisyonos. We certainly are. But it's halacha l'maisa in another sense also. The yesod that lahotzi min hakoach al hapoal, a person needs to be challenged, is a yesod that a person can apply and implement himself while being in full compliance with the Gemara and Sanhedrin of La'olam al Yovi Adam Atzma Medei Yisayin. And that's in the following area. I think we've all had the experience let's say, I don't know, in college and in high school. You have a paper due, a term paper due. You have a major exam coming up. And the only way to get all the work done between now and then, and there's a deadline. There's a deadline. No extensions available. The only way to get all the work done is to be incredibly efficient with one's time, to be focused, to get out of every day, to squeeze out of every day what can be squeezed. And again, I don't mean in terms of, obviously, the nimshal. I don't mean in terms of a person not sleeping as much as he's supposed to sleep, v'chulu. But in terms of just not the squandering. And in terms of having that focus of there's a goal that I have to achieve, and I only have so much time to get there. And what we find is that when that structure exists, when that healthy lachatz, when that healthy pressure exists, so a person becomes more productive because he's more focused, because he's responding to that challenge. I remember as a young boy, I was once sitting in the back seat, and there was a doctor who was giving my grandfather a ride somewhere. And he said to him, he had attended Yeshiva College, and then had got on to medical school. And I remember him saying, he said, Rebbe, if I had worked as hard when I was in yeshiva as I did when I was in medical school, I'd be a baki in shas. So what happened? Clearly, maybe maybe a certain amount of that statement should be discounted as exaggeration for effect, as rhetorical flourish, but the point is clear. So medical school was very demanding, and it pushed him. It pushed him to use his time as well as he could. It pushed him when he was using his time, again, not just to study 30 minutes and a half hour, but the echos also, not just in terms of the commas, but in terms of the echos also. And that challenge allowed him to be motzi min hakoach al hapoel, what he was capable of achieving. So we don't look for nisyonos, but it is entirely appropriate for a person to set realistically ambitious goals for himself, bli neder, shelo lehikasho ba'avon shvuos anadarim. It is appropriate for a person to set for himself realistically, they have to be realistic, but realistically ambitious, realistically high goals. And the goals have to come with a timetable. They have to come with a deadline. By Pesach, I want to accomplish such and such. And to do that, this is the schedule I need to adhere to. Again, it needs to be very ambitious, but it also needs to be entirely realistic. But once the person finds that right balance between what's very ambitious yet entirely realistic, so then feeling that mechayev is a way that we also, halacha lemaisa, apply the limud from this parasha. In order to attain, certainly in order to attain to the degree and on the level that we're capable of, a person has to have goals. If I don't have the goals, then I'm not going to achieve them by happenstance. I'm not going to achieve them accidentally. If a person's mindful of being in the race, so then he gets to the finish line. But if he's not mindful of that, so then he's not going to get there. And that's also an application of the yesod of this parasha. Kol tov v'basa. Everyone should have a productive night, a guten Shabbos. Everyone should be well, be safe, Be'ezus Hashem.